You know, we lost 2-0, hugely disappointing, and then the very negative result. You got to take your chances when we're on top, and we didn't. Do we deserve to win all in all? Probably not, German, but had we scored just before Eamon Scott scored their first goal, it would be a completely different complexion on it. Positives, we created a lot of chances. Negatives were that we lost 2-0 at home, and we didn't take the chances that we created. Were we brilliant? No, we weren't. But look, we got to kick on, and we got to keep plugging away and see that those chances fall for us, that we can take them, because it doesn't get any easier going to the Showgrounds, and they're flying Sligo at the moment, like, and that'll be a much more difficult game than home to Pats, and that's no disrespect to Pats, but look, the quality in the end, Owen Doyle probably won the game for them, and you know, he's played at a high level, and you can see that while he didn't influence the game hugely, and we dealt with him quite well. They defended the set pieces very well. We didn't defend them as well, and we conceded one from a wide free kick, which is hugely disappointing. First goal, you know, I don't know where Ian Birmingham came from. To his credit, he hit it on his weaker foot. Maybe he could have done better. Came off the post, and young Scott put it in. Fair play to them. We can talk about, you know, there was very little between the teams. There was two goals between them, and that's all that matters. We had no points on the board.
I thought the formation that you went with seemed to frustrate them all. He's got on an awful lot of ball in the middle of the park. You had men in there winning tackles.
Yeah, but they went with a different formation and won 2-0. So, you know, they certainly will feel that they got it right with the shape they played. They've changed their shape from what they have been playing. And they won 2-0 away from home, and they'll be delighted going up the road. And well done to them. You know, we can't complain and blame anyone. Can't blame referees, so that tonight we can only blame ourselves. Yeah. But we need to get better. We need to take our chances, and we need to defend set pieces better than what we did. They did, you know, their goalkeeper, while he's young and well, he has a fair bit of experience. He dealt with the 1v1s, he dealt with corner kicks, and they defended well. No, there were no world beaters there on either sides, but they did the dirty part maybe a little bit better than we did, and they took their chances when we didn't. There wasn't a huge amount between the two teams, although all in all, probably Pat shaded it in the 95 minutes. And okay, the 2-0 scoreline, we're not making any excuses, as I said, Dermot, we've only ourselves to blame.
Right, okay, well, Sligo Rovers now next. Ollie, we talk about these quick turnarounds all too often, and that's going to be very difficult, because they won tonight down in Drogheda 3-0. They've already shown this season that they're really up for it.
They're a proper side, yeah. and they've taken in serious quality. The last couple that nobody down there was panicking, to be fair, but they've taken in two players that I watched last weekend against Dundalk. They're serious quality. They're international quality, and are internationals, and that's what they have, and they're capable of attracting to them. We would need to be way better than tonight to get anything out of Sligo. Otherwise, it'll be a long, long night. Probably won't have as many chances as what we had tonight, but maybe if we only got one and scored it, maybe we might get something out of it. I don't know. Only time will tell. But look, not a good night as regards... look, I mean, to be fair to the crowd there, they stuck right till the end, Dermot. You know, the second goal went in on maybe the 84th minute, and they stuck with us right to the end. Like, they're crying out to support our lads, and please God, we can give them something fairly soon for them to hang on to.